is Brian Papstein. Welcome to KINS Radio's presentation to Meet the Candidates, our special series designed to help you to get to know the views and opinions of candidates running for local offices. In this segment, we'll be hearing from Janice Olkin, candidate for the Fortuna Elementary School Board. Each segment of our Meet the Candidates is 16 minutes long. Welcome, Janice.
Hello.
As is, everybody gets the opportunity to introduce themselves to those who may not know you, or reintroduce yourself to those who do.
Hi, I'm Janice Olkin. Like you said, I'm a registered nurse here at St. Joe's Hospital and a Fortuna resident since 1981. The consolidation between the Fortuna Union Elementary and the Ronavale Elementary School Districts is the culmination of a 9-year community effort on behalf of the students of Fortuna. I am pleased to have been a part of that effort as a board member of the Fortuna Union Elementary School District, serving as board president for 4 of those 9 years. All along, our goal has been to increase the educational foundations of the students of the city of Fortuna. As a board member, it has always been the major focus of mine to keep the best interest of all students in mind, particularly in these uncertain times of continuing cuts to our school funding. With that said, through the leadership of the present superintendent, the API scores have steadily risen and programs have been maintained. In addition, during my tenure, the Fortuna Union Elementary School District passed a bond measure allowing the district to build a brand new middle school, which includes a state-of-the-art gym. Over the years, I have taken advantage of the board leadership seminars offered by the county in order to enhance my role as a trustee. These learning experiences enforce the role of the trustee in regards to effective governance, finance, student learning, and human resources. The role of trustee is one of great responsibility and dedication, a role I've embraced for the past 9 years.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Janice, what's the biggest challenge facing the new school board?
I think the biggest challenge right now is to maintain a really high level of education opportunities for the kids while staying within our budget constraints. I mean, I'm on the interim school board for the new district, and our superintendent, which is our county superintendent, he and the finance department just put the two budgets together, and we're at a $1.5 million deficit.
That was this morning?
That was. Has the May revise come
before
out?
Before the governor, yeah.
Yes, yeah. And of course, when you put a budget together, you have to put it together with the worst case scenario in mind. And in this case, that means like a $370 per student per ADA reduction if what the governor has proposed doesn't go through. So you really have to build that budget based on the worst case scenario. So that is going to be the huge challenge for the board, is to maintain our extracurricular activities that we have, maintain our library, our music, our GATE program, maintain our intervention programs that we've put in place for the lower achieving kids, and do that with the money the state stingily gives us.
So as you look at the budget, whether it's as it is today or as it is tomorrow, knowing and being as familiar with the budget as you are, do you see any areas that make it likely, possible, maybe kind of sorta, that you can fill the $1.5 million hole without somebody relocating in the area and all of a sudden a bunch of kids coming in?
Well, like I said, that $1.5 million is worst case scenario, and that budget that was put together was the two budgets put together with the best case scenario. So that's with everybody's wish list of all the employees that you that you want, plus all of the support people that you want. So you know that is going to, it's going to take some hits, and we got to keep those hits as far away from the kids as we can.
So that was almost a best case scenario requested budget.
Correct.
And then melded with what
the worst
Rick
case,
and
yeah.
Gary came up with and said, okay, here's a reality check, gang.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So when do you start that process of putting reality along with the dream list?
The next interim school board meeting is another budgetary education for the interim board.
So this would be close to the election?
Yes.
But still before the election.
We have to have the budget in place. I mean, even though the state doesn't have to have their budget in place, we have to have our budget in place by June 30th. And, you know, as a lot of people are aware that are involved with schools, that budget that school districts put forward to the is, you know, dartboard budget, because no one really knows how much money you're going to get or where the money's going to come from or if it's going to come.
Should probably be asking you the pixie dust question that I've been asking the supervisors about budgets. Let's move into the next one because they're all kind of all tied together here.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to KINS's Meet the Candidate series. In this segment, you're hearing from Janice Solkin, candidate and I guess you could say incumbent.
Well, it's not. It's not really an incumbent. It's a brand new school district.
Current board member.
Yeah, I'm a current board member.
Why should parents of kids attending Fortuna Elementary Schools be excited about you being elected to the new board?
I don't know if excited is the right word, but I bring to the board I've had two kids go through all of the Fortuna school system, and I value as much as the parents now value a sound educational foundation. In me, you'll get somebody that'll work hard. I have been on the school board for 9 years, and this is the very first time in the last 9 years that I've actually had to run. We are, if a school board position goes vacant, we're beating the bushes trying to convince people to get on the board. And I've been there. And I've been in the trenches. I've been there when we only had a part-time superintendent, and I, you know, was the backup because at that time I was the president. So you have dedication from me, and you have a fairly large, broad-based knowledge base. And I really, really, think that I will be someone that you can count on to really try it hard to maintain the library and the music and the gate. I mean, it's very high priority. I mean, the kids need to have a rounded education.
What do you think is the cause of so many people running? Is it excitement about the new district? Is it dissatisfaction with the
blending? I think it's a combination. I think it's a combination of the two. I think there's a whole bunch of unknowns. Everybody wants the plan and know exactly what's going to happen. Most of people wanted that before the election was going to happen. That is an impossible request because it's a new district. The interim board, as an interim board member, we have been passing and reading all of the, now I'd be thankful for this. We've been reading all of the policies and approving all of the policies. We've gone through probably at least 1,000 pages so far. So, you know, it's brand new. It's a new world, Fortuna.
Well, and just not only the poundage, but the specificity in those policies. Mm-hmm. Also, it's not like you can speed read through.
Yeah, luckily, this is the second time I've done this, so I was sort of familiar with what the policies were.
You're saying you anticipated this?
Yeah, I knew this was going to happen.
You knew it was coming, yeah. It's right up there with accreditation. Ugh. Too much fun, right?
Yeah, it's way too much fun.
All right. Let's get into the third area of the discussion. Janice, funding, curriculum, and staff issues are all that we often hear about school boards being involved with. What areas of being a school board member interest you the most?
Well, you know, you hear about those areas because that's what the job of the school board is. I mean, as a school board, you have one employee, which is the superintendent, and they are the CEO, and you are the board for that CEO. And it's your responsibilities to make sure that everyone's being good stewards of the funds, that the policies that we're reading are being followed, and that everyone is being held accountable for the goals that are set by the staff, the school board, and the superintendent. So what I'm most excited about, actually, is what I really enjoy is sharing in the accomplishments of the kids and the staff. It's, you know, you feel like, I was part of that, you know. We did that together. So that really is quite exciting for me. And it's, you know, like I said, it's a brand new, we are actually making history. I mean, we're the first combined elementary school districts in Humboldt County.
See, for me, when I'm on boards, I always praise that they overcame whatever input I might have had. Dennis, with all the extra curricular programs and projects and modules and opportunities that are currently in place, mm-hmm. you got the deficit, mm-hmm. you got your experience, you know what is possible and what isn't possible, and certainly being outside and being mom and being exposed, you know what the community is looking for. How are you going to justify and rectify between what you know everybody wants, really what needs to happen, and make sure the kids don't end up in the meat grinder in between?
Right. And that's part of the holding the CEO accountable to the goals of the district. That's, you know, that is part and parcel. You have to have a strong superintendent to be able, and you have to have a strong business office, because the way the funding is, you can kind of monkey around with, well, you can pay for this out of this fund and pay for this out of this fund. And if you do it, you know, it's like robbing Peter to pay Paul, but I mean, it's a balancing act. And you really have to have a business office and a superintendent that work well together and that communicate with the teachers what they need, you know, what they're seeing as a need for the students, and all of that has to work together. And it's not going to be pretty, because the funding is so poor that we're going to have to make some sacrifices. And whether that's in larger class sizes to maintain the programs for the lower level kids, you know, it's going to be a work in process and progress, because it is so tenuous. You know, you don't know if the state is going to give you your money on July 1st, or if they're going to say, oh no, sorry, just kidding, we're going to defer that till October. And you, if you have any money left over, great, you know, you can pay your staff, maybe. So it is a really interesting time that we're living in. And you really, it's three balls in the air, and you hope that you make the right decisions.
So as you're looking at the challenges with that as a backdrop, the temptation, I think, for a lot of people is to get hands-on, mm-hmm. which is the antithesis of what school board members are supposed to do.
Correct.
You know, 5 years down the road, not tomorrow. How will you avoid that temptation?
I didn't avoid that temptation when it was just, when we had a part-time superintendent. So I kind of stepped up to the plate, and I just gave, I didn't do
so
anything.
Part-time's
but I
different,
gave,
though,
yeah,
than a full-timer.
I gave support to our district staff. You know, I was there to listen to them and that kind of stuff. But I know what my role is. after going to the many sessions that Dr. Eagles has led and the many sessions that the CSBA has presented, I realized that we hire one person who is the superintendent. That superintendent is the CEO, and we work together as a unit.
It'll be interesting bringing everything together.
Oh, it will.
As you look at it, are you excited about the next 4 or 5 years?
Yes, I am. I am very excited. Just many years ago, at the beginning of this 9 years, we tried to bring all of the school districts into one under the high school, and that failed. So it's kind of been in the back of my mind to want to unify, so now I get to see the end.
I'll be careful what you wish for. Thanks for coming by and participating, Janice.
Thank you.
This has been Meet the Candidates.